Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, SpaceX is set to break a rocket reuse record with the launch of United States spy satellites. Second, a NASA astronaut's tense untethered spacewalk to capture a satellite. Third, NASA plans to launch an asteroid-hunting spacecraft in 2027. Fourth, a next-generation water satellite maps the seafloor from space. Fifth, NASA releases stunning high-definition images of a sunset on the moon. Sixth, scientists suggest dark energy, the mysterious cosmic force, might be weakening. Seventh, we have an interview with Anushree Srivastava about the search for life on Mars. Lastly, NASA is planning the next Boeing Starliner test flight after astronauts return. Now, for our mission updates. SpaceX is poised to set a new rocket reuse record on March 21, 2025, with the launch of the National Reconnaissance Office's NROL-57 mission from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. A Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to lift off at 2:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, marking the second flight of this booster in just over 9 days. This feat surpasses the previous turnaround record of 14 days for the Falcon 9 rocket's first stage. The NROL-57 mission is part of the National Reconnaissance Office's proliferated architecture, a new paradigm in satellite deployment featuring numerous smaller satellites designed for enhanced capability and resilience. Although the details of these missions are classified, it's thought that they involve Starshield satellites, which are modified versions of SpaceX's Starlink broadband craft, repurposed for reconnaissance work. This launch marks the 8th mission under the Proliferated Architecture Program, all of which have been conducted using SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets from Vandenberg. The first stage of the Falcon 9 is expected to return to Earth approximately 7.5 minutes after launch, while the rocket's upper stage will continue to carry the NROL-57 payloads to orbit. In a riveting tale of space exploration, we revisit an extraordinary feat achieved by NASA astronauts Dale Gardner and Joseph Allen in 1984. During a mission to recover 2 communication satellites that had been placed into incorrect orbits, Gardner and Allen embarked on a daring, untethered spacewalk. This mission required them to use manned maneuvering units, or MMUs, to navigate freely in space, a maneuver that would make even the most experienced astronaut's pulse quicken. The astronauts were tasked with recovering the Westar-6 and Palapa B-2 satellites, which couldn't reach their intended orbits due to a rocket booster failure. With no other options, NASA devised a plan for the astronauts to manually capture and secure the satellites for return to Earth. Gardner and Allen took turns flying the MMUs, essentially jetpacks for astronauts, to approach and stabilize the spinning satellites. Their efforts were supported by astronaut Anna Fisher, who operated the remote manipulator system, a robotic arm used to secure the satellites once they were stabilized. The operation was a success, with the first satellite being captured within 6 hours and the second completed in just under 6 hours. This mission not only showcased the bravery and skill of the astronauts, but also highlighted the ingenuity and adaptability of NASA's mission planning. In exciting news from NASA, the space agency is setting its sights on a new mission with the launch of the NEO Surveyor, an asteroid-hunting spacecraft, slated for 2027. This spacecraft is specifically designed to identify and track large asteroids and comets that could potentially pose a threat to Earth. The NEO Surveyor is being developed at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Once launched, it's expected to detect about 90% of near-Earth objects within a range of approximately 30 million miles. These are objects that share a similar orbital path with our planet, and detecting them early is critical for planetary defense. Tom Hoffman, the project manager for the NEO Surveyor, explained that the spacecraft will use infrared technology to spot and analyze these fast-moving objects. This technology will allow NASA to measure the size and composition of asteroids and comets that are difficult to see from Earth, especially those smaller than about 500 feet in diameter. The announcement of the NEO Surveyor's mission comes on the heels of scientists almost completely ruling out any threat from asteroid 2024 YR4. Initially, there was a concern about a potential impact in 2032, but the odds have been drastically reduced to virtually zero, ensuring the asteroid will safely pass by Earth. NASA has already demonstrated its ability to redirect asteroids if necessary, which adds an extra layer of security in the agency's mission to protect our planet from potential cosmic threats. The NEO Surveyor represents a significant advancement in our ability to monitor and defend against these near-Earth objects. Today, we delve into a groundbreaking advancement in oceanography that comes from the Surface Water and Ocean Topography, or SWOT, satellite. Launched in December 2022, SWOT is a joint mission between NASA and the French space agency CNES, and it has recently provided one of the most detailed maps of the ocean floor to date. Located off the coast of Ecuador, the Paramount Seamount is just one example of the ocean floor features that satellites like SWOT can detect. By measuring the gravitational pull these features exert on the sea surface, SWOT can map the seafloor with incredible precision. This data is crucial for improving underwater navigation and understanding how heat and life circulate in the world's oceans. Despite the vastness of Earth's oceans, only about 25% of the ocean floor has been mapped using sonar-equipped ships. The SWOT satellite, however, offers a new method by using its ability to measure sea surface height to infer the topography of the ocean floor. This approach allows researchers to create detailed maps that were previously unattainable. Seafloor mapping is essential for a variety of economic and scientific purposes, such as optimizing shipping routes, detecting hazards, and even understanding plate tectonics. Nadia Vinogradova-Schiffer, who leads physical oceanography programs at NASA headquarters, highlighted that accurate maps are key to both established and emerging opportunities, including seabed mining and underwater warfare operations. The SWOT satellite has been a game changer, allowing scientists to detect even smaller underwater features like abyssal hills and seamounts. These features play a significant role in ocean dynamics by influencing deep sea currents and nutrient distribution, which in turn affect marine ecosystems and the communities that rely on them. The ability of SWOT to provide centimeter-level accuracy in measuring sea surface height is due to its sophisticated instruments, including a Ka-band radar interferometer. This technology enables the satellite to detect minute differences caused by the gravitational pull of underwater features, offering a detailed view of the seafloor's structure. Scientists like David Sandwell from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography have been able to use SWOT data to map previously undetectable features, such as seamounts less than half the height of those found by earlier missions. This could potentially increase the number of known seamounts from 44,000 to 100,000, revealing new insights into the ocean's geologic history. This enhanced understanding of the ocean floor complements ongoing international efforts to map the seafloor using ship-based sonar. While the goal is to have a complete map by 2030, SWOT's contributions are invaluable in filling the gaps, bringing us closer to this ambitious objective. In a captivating development from NASA, the Blue Ghost lunar lander has captured the first high-definition images of a lunar sunset. This remarkable event marks the conclusion of a successful 2-week mission on the Moon. The lander, developed by Firefly Aerospace, touched down on the lunar surface on March 2, 2025, carrying a suite of scientific instruments and technology. During its time on the Moon, the Blue Ghost lander collected nearly 9,000 images and 10 gigabytes of data, providing invaluable insights into lunar conditions. Among its achievements, the lander captured stunning images of a total lunar eclipse and footage of its own landing. The highlight, however, came on the mission's final day when it photographed the sun setting behind the moon's rocky horizon. The images, taken every 10 minutes over a 5-hour period, depict the sun's bright light gradually fading below the lunar landscape. These visuals not only offer a breathtaking view, but also support research on how the lander's engine plumes affect the lunar soil. Interestingly, the Blue Ghost lander also managed to capture images with Earth and Venus visible on the horizon, adding a unique perspective to its mission. Although the lander has now gone silent, NASA plans to attempt reactivation in April, potentially extending its contribution to lunar exploration. Let's dive into a fascinating topic in the realm of cosmic discoveries. Dark energy, the mysterious force that has been driving the universe's expansion, appears to be weakening. This revelation comes from the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument Team at the Kitt Peak National Observatory in Arizona. If confirmed, this finding could dramatically alter our understanding of the universe's ultimate fate. For decades, dark energy has been considered a constant force, suggesting the universe would end in a big freeze. However, recent data from the DESE team indicates that dark energy reached its peak when the universe was about 70% of its current age and is now about 10% weaker. This suggests that while the universe's expansion is still accelerating, the force behind it is losing strength. This discovery is profound because it challenges the long-held belief that dark energy is unchanging. If dark energy continues to weaken, it could potentially lead to a big crunch, a scenario where the universe's expansion reverses, collapsing back into a singularity. Such a possibility would require a major revision of the current cosmological models. The DESE team used their advanced fiber optic technology to map 15 million galaxies spanning 11 billion years of cosmic history. This has resulted in the most detailed three-dimensional map of the universe ever created. The data suggests that something is indeed pushing galaxies apart, but this force is not constant and is slowly declining. While the findings have not yet reached the 5 sigma threshold of statistical certainty, many scientists involved in the research are confident in the results. Professor Carlos Frank from the University of Durham describes this as the overthrow of an old paradigm and the emergence of a new one. Despite some skeptics, the implications of a weakening dark energy are being seriously considered. If dark energy does continue to decrease, scientists are left pondering why this might be happening and what it means for our understanding of physics. Professor Ofer Lahav from University College London notes that while we still do not fully comprehend dark matter or dark energy, these findings open up exciting new questions for physicists to explore. Today, we're diving into a fascinating Q&A with astrobiologist Anushree Srivastava from Carnegie Science, who's on a mission to uncover Mars' hidden history. Anushree is analyzing data from NASA's Perseverance rover to search for signs of past life on Mars, one spectral signature at a time. Anushree's work is centered around the Sherlock instrument aboard the Perseverance rover. This instrument, which stands for Scanning Habitable Environments with Raman and Luminescence for Organics and Chemicals, uses Raman spectroscopy to detect minerals and organic compounds on Mars's surface. These findings could reveal the planet's watery past and whether it was potentially habitable. When asked about her most exciting project, Anushree shared that working with data sent directly by the rover is incredibly thrilling. She supports mission operations and has firsthand access to detecting minerals or organic compounds that could tell us more about Mars's history. It's an exciting time as we continue to explore whether we're alone in the universe. Anushree also highlighted two major collaborations that changed her perspective on mission science. Her first experience was with the Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity mission at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, where she worked with a team of scientists and contributed to research published in Nature Astronomy. This experience was creatively liberating and paved the way for her current work with Dr. Andrew Steele on the Mars 2020 mission. Her current collaboration focuses on analyzing data from a Martian crater with a well-defined fan delta, carved by an ancient river. This location is promising for searching for ancient signs of life or studying key geological processes. Anushree's journey is a testament to the power of collaboration and dedication in mission science. For those considering a career in science, Anushree advises setting a clear intention and staying true to it. She emphasizes the importance of contributing to a larger mission and vision, as well as reaching out to people in your field to explore career opportunities. Her journey from India to becoming a key figure in planetary exploration showcases the power of perseverance and passion. In the realm of human spaceflight, NASA is gearing up for the next chapter in the Boeing Starliner saga. Following the recent return of astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams from an extended mission aboard the International Space Station, NASA is planning an uncrewed test flight of the Starliner. This decision comes after the previous mission, which was originally planned as an 8-day stay, transformed into an unexpected 9-month sojourn due to technical challenges with the capsule. The next Starliner flight, as outlined by NASA's Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stick, aims to rigorously test the modifications made to the spacecraft's propulsion system. This includes ensuring the thrusters are functioning correctly and addressing the helium leak issues that plagued the previous mission. Stick emphasized the importance of this uncrewed flight, stating, "We need to make sure we can eliminate the helium leaks, eliminate the service module thruster issues that we had on docking." Despite the absence of a crew, the Starliner will be fully equipped and crew-capable, simulating the conditions of a crewed mission to ensure that all systems perform as expected. This approach allows NASA to verify the vehicle's readiness for future crewed missions as the agency looks to integrate Boeing into its regular crew rotation schedule alongside SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft. If successful, this uncrewed test flight will pave the way for the Starliner's certification to conduct routine missions to and from the ISS. This step is part of NASA's broader commercial crew program, which aims to utilize American rockets and spacecraft for transporting astronauts and cargo, thereby supporting the agency's goals for future Moon and Mars missions. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, do not forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.